Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rachel Corrado, and this is the work I did with the Philadelphia Department of Public Health as part of my master's thesis at Temple University. I looked at the distribution of hepatitis C testing in Philadelphia between 2012 and 2014. So typically with reportable disease surveillance, you have access to positive test results. We wanted to utilize negative test results to hopefully get a clearer overall picture of HCV testing in Philadelphia. Our main objectives were to assess differences in HCV testing and positivity rates by patient demographics, geography, and neighborhood poverty. We also wanted to determine whether testing is being appropriately targeted in Philadelphia and whether there are any major gaps in screening. So we got negative antibody and RNA tests from a time period between January 1st, 2012 and December 31st, 2014. This data was obtained from Quest, LabCorp, and one of the city's largest health systems. Together, all three of these sources combined make up about 85% of all of the HCV testing done in Philadelphia. These negative testing data were merged with HCV positive results that were already at the PDPH during the same time period, so we already had access to those. Analysis and calculations were done using SAS, and we created maps using ArcGIS. This figure gives you a bit of a breakdown of our data set. In total, we had about 120,000 individuals in our data set, and a little over 100,000 of these were HCV negative. So the negative test results added a huge amount of information. About 14% of those who were tested for HCV antibodies were antibody positive. The population most likely to be positive for HCV were baby boomer males, which is pretty unsurprising, but this was not the population most likely to be tested. This population was females aged 30 to 45. This shows the relationship between poverty and HCV antibody testing. HCV testing and poverty are not very well correlated in Philadelphia. Each of these data points represents a census tract, and I think the most important part to take away from this are these census tracts in the upper left corner, where there's high levels of poverty and not very much antibody testing going on. These are the maps that we developed using patient address. The map on the left is screening rate per 1,000 people living in Philadelphia, and the map on the right, it's positivity rates per 1,000 people who are screened. As you can see, HCV testing and positivity rates are also not well correlated in Philadelphia. I'd especially like to bring attention to that area in West Philadelphia, highlighted in red, where there's low screening rates and pretty high positivity rates. The darkest three colors on that positivity rate map are actually higher than the national seroprevalence levels. So basic conclusions, only 7% of Philadelphia's residents were tested for HCV during the time period between 2012 and 2014. And only a quarter of these were baby boomers, which is sort of a problem because baby boomers make up 75% of those who are antibody positive for HCV. And as of 2012, the CDC recommends that all baby boomers be tested at least once. So we have a little work to do in that area. As I said before, 30 to 45-year-old women were most likely to receive HCV antibody testing. We're not completely sure why this specific age group in particular. We think possibly specific facilities may be testing as part of prenatal visits, but we're not sure. And also, basically, negative test results can be valuable for surveillance. And by receiving all HCV test results and not just positive test results, health departments can appropriately target screening and linkage campaigns and hopefully reach the populations that are most in need. I'm happy to answer any questions today if there's time, or you can contact Kendra Viner at the Philadelphia Department of Public Health.